And Prabhupada was happy. Then he sent the A.V. Bhakti Saranga Goswami to the West. But he sent Bhakti Saranga Goswami. Before that, he requested to Srila Guru Maharaj, "Yo, Sridhar Maharaj, you can go to the West and there lose their..." That is, before he sent two sannyasi, and they lose their temperament. Temperament? No. Mood. Mood. And not only that, they are preaching opposite of my conception. Then you can go and establish our conceptions. And Guru Maharaj said, "I cannot understand their tuning of the Western people." Tuning is?
Pronunciation
of the Western people. They will speak, I cannot understand anything. He knows good English, Guru Maharaj knows good English, but pronunciation is very different. Bengali pronunciation of English like me, something. But Western pronunciation is different from Bengalis. And Guru Maharaj cannot...
The accent.
The Guru Maharaj cannot understand that accent. And he told Prabhu, "If you send me, I must go there. But I have two difficulties. One is accent, I cannot understand. And second is, I cannot take prasadam in same table with them." That is, his mood was very Brahmanized, he was. And he born in a very big Brahmin, famous Brahmin family. When he was reading in class 8, that time he composed Sanskrit poetry. And then he was very learned in Sanskrit. English, Sanskrit, Hindi, Bengali. But Sanskrit, it is like his mother tongue. And very high Brahmin family he born. He hesitated. Their culture, they are taking the food in same table, everybody. And when I shall organize and I shall invite them in same table, taking prasadam is difficult for me also. But if you order me, I shall go and I shall do that. Then Prabhupada also thinking, "Oh, this Brahmin man." Then Prabhupada told to Goswami Maharaj, A.V. Bhakti Saranga Goswami, his name was Aprakita Goswami. That time he took sannyas from Guru Maharaj after disappearance of Saraswati Thakur, his guru, Jaya Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Then he sent Goswami Maharaj for preaching. He also very stalwart. But after 1 year maybe, Saraswati Thakur disappeared. And he was in trouble there. Then he also cannot organize very nicely. Only he preached something and make there one mot, that is Vinod Bani Gauriya mot in London. And he not gone anywhere, only in London, maybe sometimes Paris or Germany. But he also cannot preach very nice way. Only one or two men he bought from the West. And that time Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur not was present. And after that his mission gone some other way, come disturbance many way. And all the big devotee come out from that mission. And that is another history. But from that time, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur telling to everybody, his disciple, "You are English-speaking man, you can speak in English to the Englishman." And when Srila Guru Maharaj went to Allahabad for preaching, that time Guru Maharaj met with Srila Swami Maharaj. And he told to Swami Maharaj, you come to my guru. And happily Swami Maharaj also searching guru, where is my guru, where is my guru. And he come with Guru Maharaj to see Srila Saraswati Thakur, and immediately he recognized, oh, this man is my guru. When he come out from the room of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj asked to Swami Maharaj, what feeling come to you? First meeting, after first meeting. And Srila Swami Maharaj said, oh, I think this man can make overflow of Harinam Sankirtan. It is English. This man can overflow. Overflow the world with Harinam Sankirtan. And you are my good friend. And I shall take Diksha from your guru. And Guru Maharaj also very happy. And so Swami Maharaj took Diksha from Saraswati Thakur. But he was businessman and met maybe 4 or 5 times after that with Saraswati Thakur, maybe up 2 hours a day, maybe 1 hour a day. But he had not got much association with Saraswati Thakur. Mostly he got the association of Guru Maharaj. And he had much friendship and affection, both Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj wants to start one mission headed by Guru Maharaj. At that time he was grihastha, showing grihastha life. And he wants to start one mission there in Calcutta, headed by Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj told, no, I shall not be the head of the mission. That is my friend. He is the missionary head and I left him. If I take that position, everybody will say me, oh, Sridhar Maharaj wants to be guru. That is, he left this mission. This is one cause. And another cause is Sridhar Maharaj was a very renounced man, wants to live alone. After disappearance of Saraswati Thakur, he do not want to preach. But always Srila Swami Maharaj wants to take out of Srila Guru Maharaj. You have capacity, you must preach. You have capacity, you must preach. And this way Swami Maharaj gave his one house. He had 2 houses in Calcutta. And one in number 7, Siddhakanta Banerjee Lane, and another was number 6. 6 was 3-storied building, and 2-storied building was number 7. House. Both are rented house. And Srila Swami Maharaj gave the first floor for Guru Maharaj. You must stay here. I want your association. And downstairs was laboratory, the Bhimalton laboratories. After 3-4 years, maybe, or after 2 years, I joined with Guru Maharaj in 1947. And first I went there in Siddhakanta Banerjee Lane. And from that day, his one son is Mathura, same age with me. And he also very nice looking boy, but little crazy. he not like the Krishna consciousness life. And he always quarreling with me also, sometimes. That is, I was young, he was young. And that Swami Maharaj likes me very much. And when Guru Maharaj, every day Swami Maharaj coming to Guru Maharaj, and their discussion, doing discussion about the scripture, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, he is trying to learn. And conversation and debating, everything going with Guru Maharaj. When Guru Maharaj was going to Calcutta, I was cook and servant there that time. Yeah, I am cooking and servicing, as much possible by me there. And 3-4 brahmachari always living there. And every day Swami Maharaj is coming after 9 o'clock maybe, and up to 2 o'clock some day. Maybe after 12 o'clock it was time, but conversation going, and also the clock, he not waiting for them. Then we are very feeling hungry, and I was angry, and when I'm telling off, we shall die if you talk this way. Then Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj said, these boys are hungry and we are talking. Maharaj, today is finished that. This way, they are forgetting the time passing. They have no hunger. Forgot their own hunger, but we cannot forget it. This way, year after year going. And when?
10 years?
12 years maybe. Yes. I am very weak in historical matters. Maybe 12 years. Now I am thinking it is 12 years maybe.
Once you told me 13.
First I told it is 8 years. Then I am thinking, more than 8 years. Then I am telling 10 years. It is my memory deficiency, you can say. History I cannot tell very nice way. Date and shal,
year,
I cannot tell. But history I can remember. What is impression coming in my mind, that's not going from my brain. But there was not necessary to counting year. That is, I actually forget it, but it is very long time, now I am thinking. And both Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj have much affection. They was very affectionate. Guru Maharaj, when I blindly supporting me, that is, I was very naughty, no doubt, and I am sometimes was very bad boy. But Guru Maharaj, that is his causeless mercy and support, bonded. And I cannot leave Guru Maharaj, actually. But when Guru Maharaj is not living in Calcutta, he is going to Navadvip. And that time Guru Maharaj ordered to Swami Maharaj, this boy I am keeping you, I am giving you this boy, you teach him. That Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srila Swami Maharaj likes very much Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And he's, from that time I have seen, he's translating Srimad Bhagavad Gita, English, Bengali, and poetry form. And every day 2 or 4 maybe slokas he's translating and giving explanation. I am only Srota there. Srota means hearer. And he is teaching me that I read actually Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Srila Swami Maharaj. And Chaitanya Charitamrita from not much, only 2-3 chapter, maybe 4 chapter from Srila Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj mentioned this. I read something. But mostly I heard from Guru Maharaj all this conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Srila Swami Maharaj tried many ways to preach. He was dressed in white cloth, and Bengal is not not thinking dressed can preach. But he non-stopping way, trying to organize the Mahaprabhu's mission from his grihastha life. Sometimes he is giving in the paper, we need to preach, any temple will invite us, any grihastha can invite us this way he is giving in the paper, and that a response also coming.
Newspaper.
Yes, Maharaj. A newspaper he is giving. His preaching mission was very big, in mind that time. Also, when I first joined in 1947, that time no one collector in Calcutta for collection, money collection. And Guru Maharaj engaged me and other two brahmachari with me. They are junior than me. And Srila Swami Maharaj told me, I am publishing Back to Godhead. You will be the first distributor of my Back to Godhead in the public. And you take it. And I am also very enthusiastic to get that. That is, I have no books. I shall go for preaching, but where is book? Only 2-3 books. Papanno Jivanamritam and Sri Chaitanya Deva Vaishishtha and Tattva Vivek. The 3 books I have, and that small book. And when Swami Maharaj gave me that Back to Godhead, and he said, you will be the first distributor in Calcutta, this Back to Godhead. And I feel very enthusiastic. And that is the English that I do not know English, but it is English. And English very respected by the Bengalis. That is that time King of England, Kingdom of
United Kingdom,
but
King George.
Six George.
Yes, King George the Sixth.
Yes. But Bengal not got freedom. I want to say that British Empire,
yes.
That time, it was British Empire.
Under
British rules, everything. Then English was very preferable and respectable. And Swami Maharaj also tried to publish in English. That is, he wants to preach in English-speaking section. But none will help him. There is no brahmachari, nothing there that time. And I am very fortunate that I have got that chance. But I do not know English. I not went to the school. Few days I went, few years, maybe 2-3 years. But when the a teacher beating me, then I very highly beating there. Anyhow, by the mercy, what you are looking, if any good qualities inside of me, that's come by the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. Actually, nobody can debate with me all the sampradaya of our whole mission. And that property not come through my education. It's come by the blessings of Srila Guru Maharaj and also affection of Srila Swami Maharaj. I do not know Sanskrit, but he is teaching me Sanskrit Gita. And through the Gita, I have got some Sanskrit knowledge first. Then I heard from Guru Maharaj many things. But first time, he is explaining the Gita. And it was order of Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. Every day, he is translating 3-4 or 2 maybe slokas. He have also not much time. After 10 o'clock, his business work starting, then 8 to 9 or 8 to 10, he's teaching this way. And that way, first Sanskrit knowledge come from Srila Swami Maharaj. Now I am composing big slokas of the scripture, I am giving description, but it's not my university's knowledge or educational knowledge, actually. what you will, anything you see, goodness in myself, that's coming through gurus. And I am proud to tell it. I am feeling very proud that everybody going to school, everybody going to college, everybody going to university, and they are gaining the knowledge.
External knowledge.
They are, but I have not that chance. I am only trying to serve Srila Guru Maharaj. And that way, I think everything come to me this way. What is goodness with me? Anyhow, sometimes Srila Swami Maharaj taking me, that my cloth was saffron, and Indians like saffron cloth to give high position. Swami Maharaj have no ego. He is taking me and giving basasan. I am sitting in basasan and he is playing mridanga. I am playing kartal. And I am sitting in basasan. I do not know Sanskrit. Maybe few slokas I learned from Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj said, that is sufficient, not necessary more. You read only this sloka, then I shall explain it. And I am only reading that sloka. And Swami Maharaj, that time, Abhay Babu, he is giving explanation very nicely. Highly, you know Swami Maharaj, who is Swami Maharaj. And very enthusiastic to speak, to preaching Krishna consciousness. When Guru Maharaj not agreed to be acharya of his mission, he non-stoppingly tried. In Jhansi, he went to Jhansi, there make League of Devotees, one mission. There also he wants to make acharya Goswami Maharaj. But Goswami Maharaj also not gone there. Then I do not know what happened that League of Devotees. But after that, he wants to preach Krishna consciousness very eagerly, always. And his customers coming to him, and why he failed his business. That is his preaching mood to the customers. They are coming to him for business, and they are preaching. They are coming to him for their business. But he is not doing business with them, he is trying to preach them Krishna consciousness. We do not know anything. We are young brahmachari. After 3 months I have got the saffron cloth. That time 1 year taking time for everybody. But Guru Maharaj has given within 3 months. And I was very proud. I have got within 3 months. And Srila Swami Maharaj was very affectionate. And taking that new brahmachari, he started his mission. And Guru Maharaj was very enthusiastic, but he not going in front of preaching. And one day, Mahatma Gandhi's name you heard, maybe. He was very renounced man and freedom fighter and head of all the Congress party. After some disturbance, Hindu and Muslim, many men killed by each other. And that time Mahatma Gandhi come near to Calcutta and walking by foot there. 15 days he stayed there maybe. And Srila Swami Maharaj was very enthusiastic to take Guru Maharaj for fighting with Mahatma Gandhi. We are all very enthusiastic. He is giving light and we are getting that. Lightened by the spirit of Srila Swami Maharaj, But Guru Maharaj, lastly, not gone. Guru Maharaj said, oh, that man is very hard, he's hard. And Guru Maharaj told one sloka, Tadasma Saram Hridayam Batedam Yad Grijyamani Harinama Dheyai Na Vikriyedatha Yatha Vikaro Netre Jalangatra Ruhyeshya. So that man telling Ram, 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 always, and doing the sweeper work. Sweeper work means drain inspector like that. What work he is doing, it is very, in the West, here is no different. Maybe little different, but in the East, who is cleaning the drain, he is very lower position. And in the religion way, we can say Mahatma Gandhi was very lower position. And that told to Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj also. And there are no substance, actually. If you cannot sacrifice for your Lord, yourself, then what is position there? He sacrificed by for the freedom of mundane world. Mundane world? No, mundane interest. For mundane interest, this body will live, must live. And after leaving this body, we may take a birth in London or birth in America. Leaving this body, my karma will take me and give me other birth. And that may be a dog birth, or maybe a cow birth, or maybe human birth. But all the property, all the relatives, everything will be changed within few minutes. After death, Basangsi Jiranani Jathabi Haya, Navani Grinhati Naroparani, Tathasari Rani Bihaya Jidnanani Sangyati Navani Dehi. One old cloth, spoiled or old cloth, changing and taking other new cloth. This is the jiva soul's position. And when they will leave this birth, this body, and take another birth, his identification going that way. And Gandhiji working for that. Then what position in the dharma jagate? Dharma jagate? In the spiritual world, what is position of Mahatma Gandhi? And we cannot convince that man, that is, his heart is very hard. Tadasma sharam, asma sharam means like hard stone. If we shall put there the seed of Krishna consciousness, it not will grow. That is, there is the seed not will get any nourishment from the fertilizer or from water. Then not will grow. It is useless to preach to Gandhiji. But Swami Maharaj was very enthusiastic to take it. He knows that Guru Maharaj can defeat Swami Maharaj immediately. But Guru Maharaj not gone there, but Swami Maharaj tried many way to preach Krishna consciousness.
Guru Maharaj can defeat Gandhiji?
Yes, easily.
Swami Maharaj was thinking like that.
Yes, Swami Maharaj knows that. Everybody knows. Guru Maharaj that time was very famous in Gauri mission. And when Srila Saraswati Thakur debating with some great scholar, he cannot control that scholar. He is debating with Saraswati Thakur heavily. And Guru Maharaj has gone there, and after hearing few minutes, Guru Maharaj understand the circumstance. And Guru Maharaj is paying his dandavat to Saraswati Thakur and told Saraswati Thakur, many times it's happened, Je Prabhu, if you give order me, I shall talk with him sometimes. And Saraswati Thakur also get relief, Je Siddhar Maharaj come. And Saraswati Thakur told, yes, you can talk with him. And as Shashwat Thakur told, he is very great Pandit, you can talk with him sometimes. Then Guru Maharaj, within 5 or 10 minutes, sufficient for him.
Dismissed.
Guru Maharaj's policy was very nice. He is first making some illusion, showing 4 or 5 holes. That was his policy. Ji, you are telling this. This is your conception? He must will say, yes. That is, Guru Maharaj understand what he is telling. Oh, if you say this, then here difficulty will come. You cannot ignore this. Is it correct? And he is telling, yes. And if you say this way, this difficulty will come. If you say that 4 or 5 holes he is making and putting his conception that holes first, then he is telling your conception going the useless way. You cannot use it. If you use this, 4 or 5 kind of difficulty will come. But our conception going this way straight, and no other way to go to your destiny, then you must take it. That was Guru Maharaj's policy. And he sometimes telling us the Japanese jujutsu patch. Japanese jujutsu, what is English?
Japanese jujutsu. Technique
of Polish, Japanese. Polish. Fighting technique. Maybe he is a very big man and big fighter. But Japanese are fighting is very many clever way. Sometimes jumping both, and he is passing through his sight, and big man falling down. This was the policy of Japanese jujutsu. I do not know, I heard from Guru Maharaj this. Sometimes judo and karate, they are telling judo karate, and no, without weapon, they are defeating his enemy without weapon. Maybe he is with weapon or with stick, I do not know. But they are not fearful. Before that he is smashing his energy, some in other way. And Guru Maharaj's policy was like that. He was very humble first, but later he was very great, we have seen. And his relationship with Guru Maharaj was very nice, and that way we have also got his affection. He likes brahmacharis very much, and that is Guru Maharaj have much love for me, and he likes me. And his boy was naughty boy, I was also naughty boy. Then he cannot differentiate with me and his boy, his son. And very affectionate. And preaching tendency was very much preaching tendency. That is, we have seen the customers coming and he is preaching to customers. And this way he loses his business. Always if you tell something, Krishna consciousness, not will hear from you. That is, you are not saint, you are not sadhu, you are gurus and you are a businessman.
Chemist.
Then why they will hear from you? That is not nature of Indian. Indian, first, if they will see one saffron cloth, first pay dandavat. That is nature of Indian. And it is not actually a real Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness can leave everybody's heart. He may be grihastha, may be brahmachari, may be sannyasi. Everybody's heart, there can live Krishna consciousness. Maybe outwardly looking very Ordinary man. But he may be guru of world guru. That is the Krishna consciousness. And Indians not hearing that. Then Sai Maharaj decided, I am failure with my business. In my business, then I shall take sannyas. And I shall preach. He come to Guru Maharaj. The Maharaj give me sannyas. And Guru Maharaj said, your family is like my family. If I give you sannyas, then what they will eat, where they will go? If not, you will see them. But you are a great Vaishnava. You have no problem. You can stay in Grihastha life. And Sai Maharaj said, no, Maharaj, I cannot preach in Grihastha life. And my sister, Bhavani Didi, the devotee is calling her Pishima. Bhavani Didi. She told to Swami Maharaj, you brother, you take sannyas, I shall see your family. And getting hope, he first met with Guru Maharaj. Maharaj give me sannyas. That time I was there. And Guru Maharaj said, you wait please 6 months. You show yourself you can continue renounce life. That is, your family is very hard. They will treat me as enemy. But I am friend of your family. I cannot give. And Sai Maharaj said, no, I have no time, Maharaj. This time I take sannyas. And I go out and I shall preach. Then Sai Maharaj told, yes, if it is your desire, then don't involve me with this matter. You want mantram from me, and I gave that mantram to Kesava Maharaj. You go to Kesava Maharaj and take, there is my mantram living. And you take sannyas from Kesava Maharaj, then nobody abuse me. And I also shall feel good. That will be good. Then Sai Maharaj told to Guru Maharaj, you give my sannyas name. And Guru Maharaj said, I gave you before the Bhakti Vedanta. And that is your sannyas name. And title you can choose anything. But there is 108 title of sannyasis. Guru Maharaj has given that name, Bhakti Vedanta, to Srila Swami Maharaj. Srila Swami Maharaj is considering Guru Maharaj as a Sikha Guru. That is, he not lived with his guru. Only 4 or 5 times he met with Srila Saraswati Thakur, and that's not so much time he have got. That time Saraswati Thakur was very busy with all the societies, all the devotees, and not was good health also. Not showing good health. That is perfect English. Anyhow, but Krishna and Srila Swami Maharaj told in his lecture, Krishna and Prabhupada likes me to prepare. Like him to prepare me. That is lecture of Srila Swami Maharaj, taped. It is taped. Krishna and Prabhupada wants to prepare me through him, by him. That in his lecture. And very brave and very... Guru Maharaj cannot say that way. What can Swami Maharaj say? Swami Maharaj straight telling Vivekananda is Kunda, Ramakrishna mission is Murgi mission, like that. And Guru Maharaj cannot say that way. Guru Maharaj is telling some Brahmanized way. And Khatriya spirit was Swami Maharaj's. Very fighting mood.
Swami Maharaj blasted through the mountain.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm telling in my lecture. What we are looking now, it is blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, when other devotee of Saraswati Thakur cannot preach in the West, and eagerness was of Saraswati Thakur, someone must preach in the West. That time Srila Swami Maharaj took that charge. And all the auspiciousness come to him. Nityananda Prabhu's blessings, Mahaprabhu's blessings, Prabhupada's blessings. He was one simple grihastha man, looking outwardly. But his heart was full of Krishna consciousness and very broad. That is, he cannot tolerate that thousands of devotees of Saraswati Thakur, none one can to preach in the West. And this way, he was very brave and his heart was very broad. That is, he tried. And big sannyasi of Saraswati Thakur, when they are not trying to preach, then he took sannyas and trying heart and soul. And actually, Srila Swami Maharaj sacrificed himself for the preaching in the West. We are looking first. Himself sacrificing, and he have no money. I heard from him, he have no money, but he wants to preach. And Sumati Desai had some one lady help him. Some money come, some friend connection come in the West. And Boston, he first land in the Boston. And from there, he tried very hard, but cannot successfully preach. But he was very eager and determined, do or die, that way. I took sannyas for preaching the conception of Srimad Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada. And this is my religion. And I must try. And this way, when he tried, all the auspiciousness, all the power come to Srila Swami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj told it. It is not my thinking only. It is also bhasan of Guru Maharaj. When Srila Saraswati Thakur's many disciples, and they not tried to preach, they have no capacity actually. They wants to preach, no doubt, but no capacity. But Swami Maharaj's heart was very broad. He is not looking his capacity actually. He wants to preach Krishna consciousness on behalf of Saraswati Thakur. And that is, he ordered by Saraswati Thakur. Keeping that asha, faith, I can do, hope, very strong hope and faith. And he come, and I heard from Swami Maharaj, 1 year he had done much struggle in this West. Even for him, no food sometimes. Some one man, he is leaving his quarter, and Swami Maharaj is making roti for him. And he is giving some pieces of roti to him. But he is friend of Swami Maharaj. This way he tried first. And who can say that result now? Whole world chanting and dancing the Krishna consciousness and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now whole world knows the name of Srila Swami Maharaj. That's it. I told him this morning, yes, Swami Maharaj make ki tarvan naki? Tunnel. Blasting the mountain. He make tunnel. Now we are dancing and running through that tunnel. But first he broke that hill. Alone come in this West. He makes the big hole, tunnel, blasting the mountain, and now we are entering there. When he come, none one his real friend in the West, but he make many. Now whole world dancing and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But when we are coming, we are getting many friend here. Many nourishment we are getting. Much nourishment, many friend. But when Swami Maharaj come, who received him in Boston? Nobody, maybe one or two friend, maybe there. And when we are coming from India, there is hundreds, over hundreds, the devotee, they are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Siaf. What? Doing? Siaf? In the Damdam airport?
Farewell.
They are giving me farewell. Here also all many devotees receiving me with their affectionate heart. But when Swami Maharaj come here, and that time maybe one or two friends. I cannot remember that. But it was very hard to break this civilization, Mandan civilization, and preach Krishna consciousness in this Mandan, civilized Mandan world. It is no doubt civilized, but what is civilization? And he broke that and made a big tunnel. Now can go there, big, big lorry, big, big, many things. Then we must praise to Srila Swami Maharaj first, no doubt. Guru Maharaj always hiding himself. But Swami Maharaj knows the glories of Srila Guru Maharaj, that without hesitation, he praising Guru Maharaj. And if you see, oh,